Well, hey, guys, and welcome to our weekly Tuesday team meeting. It's an honor to be here with you guys every single week. I'm so blessed to be on this journey with you guys. For those of you guys who don't know me yet, my name is Christy Wooten, and I'm a national sales director. I started with Ameriplan in May of 2006, so almost 6 years ago. At the time, I was a stay-at-home mom looking for a positive change. I do have two kids. They're 11 and 8 now, which sounds so crazy to say that. They were 2 and 5 when I started Ameriplan, and they are my why and my everything. In the beginning, my why was to find financial independence. Shortly after starting with Ameriplan, I became a single mom and had to get a job outside of the home. So along the way, my why grew a lot bigger. It was my mission to fire my boss and come back home to my kids. And I did after just 14 months. So I've been home now for, 4 years next month, just working Ameriplan full time. And this company has been such a huge blessing for my kids and I. But I'm not only doing this for myself. I'm on a mission to help others have a career and be home with their kids or be home for whatever reason they need to be. My purpose is to show them that there is a better way and that they do have options, that they can be financially independent and that they don't have to put their kids in daycare and be in the rat race if they choose not to be. That is why recruiting and building our team is such a huge passion of mine, and that's why I take so much pride in helping you guys be successful and reach all of your goals. And I truly look forward to getting to know all of our new team members. Our team has enrolled a lot of new IBOs in the past couple months. And since we do have so many new team members, I'm dedicating this call to them. Now, if you're a veteran on our team, this will still be great information for you to help your new team members as well. So I'm going to break the call up into three parts. The first one being what tools our team has available to help you grow your business. The second, what it takes to reach regional sales director. And the third, how to start a brand new team member towards success. Now, starting out with what tools our team has available to help you grow your business, taking full advantage of what our team offers for support is very important to the success of your business. We are truly a team, and we have such a special group dedicated to helping you become successful. Coming into this business, you may not know exactly what to expect. We have a lot of team members that have been with other companies that didn't deliver. We have some that are super skeptical like I was and just don't know that we are different, that we're special and we're unique, and we have so much to offer new team members. And maybe some team members aren't aware of this yet. So with this, I'm going to go over some of the support tools that we have available for our team. I remember being a brand new team member myself and having so many questions and you know, getting stuck on things and wondering who and where do I go for help. I also remembered feeling a lot, overwhelmed, and this business didn't exactly come easy for you. For me, I had a lot of learning curves, one being a huge fear of the phone, and, you know, since I had never done anything like this before, basically everything was a learning curve. But I knew that this was it for me, and I was going to make it work no matter what. My why was a lot bigger than my fear. And I know that you guys may be having the same feelings or maybe some different ones, and we're here to help you with that. Our team leaders and myself take a great deal of pride in helping all of you succeed. I know that we will never hear from our team members that you didn't receive enough support or training. It is what we do, and it is what we love. We are here for all of you. As you probably already know, we are a part of a huge and the best team in Ameriplan, the Freedom at Home team. On this team, we have fantastic training in place, and I encourage you guys to all take full advantage of it, as it's how all the leaders before you have learned how to work their business. So today, I would like to let you guys know a little bit about how our team works and what support and tools are available to you. As I've mentioned a couple times, we have a ton of support on our team. Not only do you have your enroller as your personal coach and the Freedom at Home team training, we have a lot more. So let's go ahead and start with our weekly training calls. And we just recently revamped our training schedule, so I'm just going to kind of go through what's available to you. We have a full training call schedule running from Sunday through Friday. The only day of the week we don't have training calls is on Saturday. As you've noticed, you do receive a daily training schedule every morning via email. If you're not receiving that schedule, let your enroller or myself know, and we will make sure to get you added to a mailing list so that you do receive the daily training schedule. Now, on Mondays, we have the Regional Sales Director and Above Leadership Call hosted by either Janie or Kelly. This, obviously, with the title of the call, is for those RSD and above, and this goes over leadership topics. If you are an RSD and above, you should be attending this call. It's wonderful. And if you're not available because it is on Monday mornings or Monday mid-morning, the call is recorded. And with that being said, all of these calls are pretty much recorded. So if you can't attend the live call, no worries. Don't get, you know, stressed out about that. We record the call so that you can listen at your convenience. I would say about 75% of the calls that I listen to, and my first, you know, the whole time I was working at my job, I was listening to recorded calls. So there's the RSD leadership call with Janie or Kelly on Monday morning. Then we have our corporate call hosted by the corporate staff and Dennis and Daniel every Monday afternoon. This is a really good call to get connected to so that you can hear firsthand from corporate what is going on with the company. There's recognition involved. There's all the announcements. Anything that's going on with Ameriplan, you will find out about on this call. So this is definitely one that you want to add to your schedule. Now, on Tuesdays, obviously, every Tuesday afternoon, we have this team call that we're on right now. We cover all kinds of topics from IBO and member prospecting, online and offline advertising, personal development, meet your team leaders and how they work the business, Q&A calls, and many other topics, just about everything under the sun. There's a lot to learn on these calls, and we have fun in the process. And at the end of these calls, we always have a Q&A session to get all your questions answered. These can be training questions, advanced questions, really any questions you have pertaining to your business. And also, Tuesday evenings, we have the Scripts and Components call with Michelle Stefferson. She's a National Sales Director on our team. This is a great call to go to if you're working on mastering your presentation. She goes over all the different types of scripts and prospecting tips. Great call. On Wednesdays, we have the Advanced Concepts call with Kelly Fuller. This is an amazing call that goes over not necessarily new IBO topics, but, you know, more of advanced topics, but it's a great call for you to listen to. Kelly is fantastic and always provides excellent training, so I highly recommend this call. On Thursdays, we have the Live Smile and Dial with Kelly Fuller, again, a National Vice President on our team. And basically what this call is it's Kelly going through the motions of actually calling prospects, and you can listen to her and how she does it. This is how I learned to recruit in the beginning of my business. Kelly hosted one back then, and I listened to it every single Friday. It's Thursdays now, but I listened to it every single week back then, and it's how I really started learning how a presentation was supposed to sound, how it was supposed to flow. So I highly recommend that if you're working on mastering your presentation and recruiting IBOs, definitely make this call a part of your weekly lineup. Also on Thursday nights, we have Janie's team meeting, another great call just to hear what's going on with the Freedom at Home team, receive inspiration from Janie, meet other team leaders, pretty much everything. It's a great call for you to attend. And Fridays, every Friday morning, we have one of our team's top producers, Patty Triplett. She hosts a call for brand new IBOs. This is our Start Simple, Finish Big call. And this call is for those who have fully completed the 6 steps on the training site and are wondering what now. This call answers that question and gets you in action mode. She hosts a great call, so definitely take advantage of this and get your new team members on this call as well so you can help them get in action mode. And then finally, we have a new IBO orientation call every weeknight, Monday through Friday. So if you're a new team member or you have new team members coming in, definitely know that we have those calls available to you every evening, Monday through Friday. So those are our training calls that I hope you guys will get connected to. And again, remember, if you can't attend the live call, we do record them, so take advantage of that amazing tool. Now, another tool, tools to help you guys stay connected and be a part of our successful team. you know, when you're working at home, you are literally home by yourself, you know, in your living room or your office, you know, working by yourself, but you're not all alone. We want you guys to get connected to the rest of us that are at home so that you can learn from us and, you know, just have that working relationship with other people, working toward common goals. So I'm going to go over some of the awesome tools that we have to help you guys stay connected and be a part of our successful team. Our team forum, if you guys haven't already joined that, we just launched it, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago. It's a great place for you to go and just really connect with the team and learn a lot. If you haven't joined it, it's at freedomathometeam.websitetoolbox.com. I know that's a long one, so I'll repeat it. It's freedomathometeam.websitetoolbox.com. Also, we have a Facebook fan page. As most of you guys know, we do have that Facebook page set up for our team, and that's at facebook.com/careerandfreedom. Again, facebook.com/careerandfreedom. And with both of these tools, the forum and the fan page, you can go there to ask questions, make comments, give encouragement, share ideas, anything you would like to talk about regarding your Ameriplan business. Our team leaders are always monitoring the forum and the Facebook page, and when you post a question, I guarantee you will have an answer within minutes. So I encourage all of you guys to take advantage of these tools. They are awesome, and we have a lot of fun in the process. Also, you can utilize Facebook personal pages. I think just about everybody in the world is on Facebook. So this is another great tool like Yahoo Instant Messaging to communicate and keep up with team members. So you can come find us on there. You can find me at facebook.com/Christy L. Wooten. Or you can just find me under my email, kwooten@ameriplan.net. But definitely get connected with team members on Facebook. Another amazing tool that I don't know if I could live without is Instant Messenger. Most of us on this team use Yahoo Instant Messenger to communicate throughout the day. I love this because it answers fast questions. We share our days. It's just awesome because even though we are sitting at home by ourselves, we're not working, you know, all by ourselves. I love that. So definitely get with our team members and share your instant messaging username so that you can join in. If I don't already have you on IM, which I do for most of you, my username is Christy_Wooten. And I'll also start a post on the Facebook fan page and the forum so that we can share our usernames to make it pretty easy for us all to connect. And then finally, another tool for you is my team site. This is a site that I created for my group a couple years ago where we can basically keep all of our team's information in one place. Things like team promotions, success tools, our weekly call schedules, past recorded calls, top producers, recruiters, featured leaders of the month, basically all of our team's accomplishments. I love this site. And not only can you use it to help you, but it also acts as a fantastic recruiting tool. I show a lot of my prospects this site so that they can get to know our team better. They love getting a sneak peek at how our team works. It helps them to understand what they would be doing a little bit better and also shows them how amazing and how tight our team is. I enroll a lot of people that have been to this site, and the cool thing is that it's a generic site for our team. Nothing on that site leads them back to me, so you guys can use it for a recruiting tool as well if you'd like. I know a lot of you guys already are. And the website is careerandfreedom.homestead.com. So again, I encourage you guys to all take advantage of all these tools to fully become a part of the team and get full support from multiple directions. What I love about all these tools is obviously we are all working from home, and we all work from home for various reasons, because, you know, maybe we are home with our kids and we're running around all over the United States taking them places. Or, you know, maybe you're taking care of a family member, or, you know, you're watching your grandchildren during the day while your children work. Whatever the reason it is that you're at home, this is freedom at home. You know, some of us work this business part-time. Some of us work it full-time. But it really is like an 8 o'clock in the morning business to like 12 o'clock midnight business. So it's nice that when maybe I'm not available, for whatever reason. Maybe I'm having dinner, or I am, you know, at my daughter's conference in her school or something. You guys can have another place to where you can go and ask questions and get your answer that you need when I'm not available. And same thing goes for your enroller. Let's say your enroller is not available, but I am. And you go to one of these tools, and I'm there to answer your question for you. So this is teamwork at its best. So we are always here and always happy to help you guys. Now, moving on to what it takes to reach RSD. To reach RSD, you really need to know why you are here. Why are you doing this business? For me, obviously, you guys know my kids are my why, and being able to be home with them and bring home a full-time income was very important to me. The single mom lifestyle did not appeal to me at all. But I wanted to be home with my kids but not give up the luxury of having a full-time income. So you want to make sure you write down your why and keep it very close to your workstation. It will come in handy on days when you may be feeling a little discouraged and need a pick-me-up, and it will help you to, you know, keep focused. When I was still working toward firing my boss, I kept a picture of my kids right by my computer, and when I was exhausted at the end of the day and I didn't feel like working, I would just take one look at them, and I would remember why I was doing this, and that always got me back on track. I always used to wear a bracelet that I earned during one of Janie's contests. It was very similar to the Valentine's one we just had. It was so pretty, and it had three charms on it that said dream, believe, achieve. And I wore it to work every single day, and it was my reminder to give up my lunch break, to go out to the car, and to make calls. And every time I looked at it, it really kept me on track. Now, one thing I always like to stress to my new team members is to treat your business like a business and not a hobby. This is a big one. Consistency is the key. It is the secret to this business. The worst thing you can do is work your business one week and not the next, and then work it again, and so on and so forth. It's so very important to be consistent. God knows that there are some days when I was so exhausted after working all day at my job that after I put my kids to bed, I would have liked to have gone to bed myself. But I was serious and continue to be serious about my business, so I worked it anyway. I knew that the sacrifices I made were going to be so worth it in the end, and that they were only temporary. It's so easy to make excuses. We've all been there. But making excuses is not going to make you any paychecks. So set yourself a working schedule and stick to it. Treat it like you have to go to a job. If you are working your business consistently on a daily basis, your business will explode and you will reach all your goals. Now, we all have things come up in our lives that slow us down. I've had a few pretty big obstacles in the life of my business that did slow me down. But that's all I let it do, was just slow me down. I didn't let it stop me. I may have gone from working my business 7 hours a day to having to cut it back to an hour a day during certain obstacles in my business. But the key is that I never stopped. If you allow yourself to stop, you'll get rusty, you'll get lazy, you'll put it off till next Monday and the next Monday, and then you'll put it off till March 1st, and then you just kind of keep putting it on the back burner, and that doesn't get you anywhere. So again, consistency is everything. Another important thing you can do to be successful in this business is to make a commitment. Make a commitment to be here a year from now and give it everything you have for that full year. I will never forget when one of my top leaders on my team came to me and said, I'm committing to you, Christy, for a full year, and I'm going to give this business 100% of my efforts. I was so impressed by the character that that showed in her. And on her one-year anniversary, she hit senior regional sales director that same week and has built an amazing team and is enjoying a nice residual income. And she's been rewarded for all of her hard work. She's an amazing example of this concept, and I'm very proud of her. So making a commitment and knowing that this is it for you, that this is going to work no matter what, will make all the difference. If you're not sure, when you're talking with prospects, they probably will hear the doubt in your voice. But if they hear that excitement and know that you're going to the top, they will want to follow your lead and your enrollments will skyrocket. Setting goals is also a must. All of you guys that know me know how crazy I am about setting goals. This has been a huge factor in my success so far. Setting goals is important because it helps you to stay focused on what you need to accomplish. However, simply saying them is not enough. Write them down. It makes it real. Set short-term and long-term goals. I'll use me as an example. My goal is to have new enrollments every single week. So I do make my 3 full presentations per day, 5 days a week. If I don't hit my goal, I work on Saturday. That little weekly goal helps contribute to my long-term goals. So those are just a couple examples for you. So write your goals down, keep them close to your workstation, and also email a copy to your enroller so we know what we're helping you work toward. Every single year, I email my goals to Janie. I emailed them to her this year, January 1st. I was doing them New Year's Eve. I was so excited. So 6 years into the business, already, doing well, and I still and email my goals to my enroller. Now, when you're setting your goals, aim high. So go ahead and start thinking about your goals and start writing them down. And if anybody would like to share their goals, let me know. I would love to hear from any of you guys, from a new IBO all the way up. Also, during your journey to RSD, keep in touch with your enroller or myself. Let us know what you're doing to hit your goals. Your enrollers have been there and done that. They know what it takes to hit RSD, and they can help you. Take advantage of that help. That's what they're there for. What we've noticed through the years is those who do keep in touch succeed, period. And finally, like we talked about earlier in the call, our team staying connected are the ones that are succeeding. Many of you guys already are, but some others are new and may not have known about this until today. The Facebook page and the forum is an awesome place for you to go for support, to ask questions, learn from others' questions, get inspiration, or to just chat with others working toward the same goal. So you'll definitely want to take advantage of this awesome page and that great forum. And, of course, these team calls are also great because you will continue to learn and grow. And there's also something very powerful about staying connected to your team on team calls. My teammates that participate in calls, the Facebook page, the forum, and the ones that contact us, at least on a weekly basis, are the ones succeeding. Now, I don't know about you guys, but one of the first things I discovered on my first day in the business was our map to NSD. And what it was is it laid out all the criteria that needs to be met to reach each of our 5 PEN levels. And we're actually working on getting a new map to NSD created, so stay tuned for that. I remember seeing that first goal of RSD and putting my goal date next to it. I didn't know how or what I was going to do to get there, but I did know that I would get there. And that's where it all began. I was RSD bound. And as you already know, it takes $300 in MR to reach RSD. That can be a combination of any pieces of business. When you're new and don't know where to start, that can seem a little overwhelming. But take a deep breath. What we're doing here is simple. We're either helping people save money with our benefits or helping people make money with our opportunity. You don't even have to know the full details of each before you start talking with people. Just grab a script and start generating and talking to leads. Hands-on is always the best training. You will learn as you earn. One thing I remember Janie telling me on my first day was not to get too deep into training mode, but to just grab a script and start calling people. I listened, of course. I started making calls and putting out flyers my second day, and I enrolled my first member on my third day, and the rest I learned along the way. On your journey to RSD, you're still learning the ropes of the company, you're still learning the benefit plans and learning about our team. You will face some learning curves and obstacles. That is totally normal, and know that it's not only happening to you. Trust me on that. I went through all of them, or a lot of them. It took me 200 calls to get my first yes for an IBO. That phone fear kind of crippled me a little. It would have been very easy for me to say this business didn't work and give up during that time. Thank goodness I didn't, or I would still be sitting in that cubicle right now at this hour. I was not good at this business when I first started, but I made it my mission to get good and face the fear. Without fear, there can be no courage. And I knew that if somebody else out there could do this, that I could too. The only difference between them and myself was that they had been here longer. And I went on to face other obstacles on my journey to RSD, like having 9 pieces of business and 1 canceling and being back to 8, which, and back then we needed 10 pieces of business to hit RSD. That can be a little discouraging. I understand that. But know that if you enrolled any to begin with, that you can enroll more or even hundreds or even thousands later on. Trust me when I say that there are plenty more where they came from. There are so many people out there that need us. whether they need affordable health care or they're looking to make a positive change with our business, do not let that person or persons that canceled get you down. Focus on the ones that stay and keep pressing forward. It's all about attitude. And then, of course, you're going to run across those good old dream stealers. You know, we come into this business so excited. We tell our friends and family what we're doing, and we get that look or comment from them. Oh, you're doing one of those things. Well, don't let those people discourage you. Not everyone is going to see what you see. Remember, you are among the elite, the small percentage that chooses to take control. Very simply, show them the money. Show them the success. Be the leader and prove them wrong. And watch, a lot of them will come back to you and want to be a part of it. Trust me on that. So those are just a few obstacles that you may face. And whatever the obstacle or challenge, you have the choice to make of whether you will let your obstacle stand in your way or if you will jump over them. The great thing about your journey to RSD, you're going to have a lot of great times too. How rewarding is it to help someone in pain get to the dentist? How rewarding is it to help a mom work from home and be with her kids? And the residual income and the residual friendships that you will build along the way are truly priceless. Some of my favorite people, best friends in the world, are in this business. And when you hit that RSD goal, it's an amazing feeling. You will have conquered your first victory, and you will have opened the door to a whole new journey to SRSD and beyond. Now, once you reach RSD, you will gain access to our phenomenal leadership training. I mentioned this very briefly at the beginning of the call. We have live calls by Janie and Kelly every Monday morning, and then I have one for my team, my personal team, every Thursday, a leadership call. Also, by hitting RSD, you have just mastered a big part of this business. Once you hit RSD, you will turn around and help your team members hit RSD. This whole business is geared toward creating RSDs. That is what will help you promote all the way to National Sales Director. Now, moving on to how to start a new team member. One thing I've noticed is whenever I have a new team member who finally gets their first enrollment, they get so excited, and they want to know, what do I do now? So I want to go over that, you know, with you guys, how to handle a new IBO. So if you don't already have a pen and paper, definitely grab one. Since we are bringing so many new team members into this business this month with all the exciting stuff going on, people are so drawn to all the excitement that we've got going on in Ameriplan right now. I felt this to be very important so that you guys can get them off to a great start. There are four steps that I use to starting a new IBO, and they follow the letters in TEAM, T-E-A-M, the first one being T for training. After you take their application to get started, you want to make sure to give them some immediate action steps so that they can get started right after they get off the phone. Of course, you want to ask them if they have a pen and paper handy. You want to give them the training site and password. You guys know the training site is freedomathometraining.com. You want to send them the welcome email. If you don't already have one, you can find a template for the welcome email on the training site under the reference library. And then under the email section, or I always ask people, you know, do you still have the welcome email I sent you? Use that same one. Or if you guys need one, send me an email and I'll shoot you over the one that I use. Also, send them an invitation to join our Facebook page and to join our team forum so that they could get connected immediately. E is for expectations. I like to refer to this one as playing ball. Before you get off the initial enrollment call, give them assignments to complete. One, ask them to complete the six steps on the Getting Started section of the training site. And then when they're done with that, ask them to get back with you to set up a training call appointment, a follow-up call, so to speak, and also so that you can send them to our Friday Start Simple, Finish Big call. Those are the first things that I do with new team members as far as playing ball is concerned. Ask them to complete the six steps on the Getting Started section, and get with me during it with any questions they have, or at least at the end when they've completed it, so that I can, you know, answer any questions they have and direct them to our Friday Start Simple call. Now, which brings me to A, which is answer their questions. And you'll do this on the follow-up call, or some people choose to just communicate via email or instant messenger. That's totally fine. However you communicate with them, you want to ask them if they've completed their training and answer any questions they have about it. You want to understand their why so that you can help them stay focused during down moments, and so you can also help them reach the goals that they need to make it happen. I always find out what my team members' goals are. Like last night, I enrolled a really nice lady, and she told me that her goal to fire her boss was $2,000 a month. So I instantly wrote that down next to her name. It's so important to find out why they want to work at home and find out the goal that they're trying to reach. You want to also make sure they've set up their focal point system and Freedom at Home team website, and also ask them for whatever email they choose to work their business with so that you can stay fully connected with them. M is for making money. Now that their training is complete, you need to get them in action mode right now so that they can get their first check in their hands. So you want to let them know that they need to pick a script. You want to make sure they have people to talk to, which means you can show them how to order free leads. You can show them how to post their first types ads. You can give them some leads. If you're a leader who provides leads to your team, you can do that. Also, you want to make sure they know how to process an enrollment. Let them know that they can go on to into the back office, and under online applications, that's where they're going to submit their member and IBO enrollments. And the two very last important things that you can do for new team members is to inspire them and to believe in them. And as you're generating leads and talking to people every day about the business opportunity or about the benefits, it's really important to keep refining your skills. So I encourage you guys to continue listening to a minimum of 2 to 3 training calls per week. Staying plugged into our training calls is huge. I still listen to training calls every single week. Last night I was actually up late listening to some recorded calls. I never treat myself like I've arrived. I always treat myself as I'm still a work in progress. I still need training. So it's extremely important to stay connected to your enroller and your upline. They will help you with this process. I couldn't imagine where I would be in my business if I hadn't stayed in touch with Janie on a daily and weekly basis. Again, for like the fifth time, the ones that keep in touch are the ones promoting. It makes all the difference. So that will give you guys a great head start on your path to RSD. I know you guys can do this. You all have greatness in you. That's why you're here with us. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the call for any questions that you have. Give me just a moment. Hey, guys, any questions for me?
Oh, that was a lot of information. Great.
Oh, good. That was a lot of information for 30 minutes, huh?
Yep. I have to go back and listen a couple times, but I'm going to get it all down.
Good deal. I definitely recorded it, so if you guys like to listen to it, Janie will send it out on her Wednesday training schedule, I'm guessing.
Hey, Christy, this is Kim in Ventura. Can you repeat that toolbox? I couldn't get it to come up while you were saying it.
I sure can. Let me jump up there real quick because I don't even know it by heart yet. It's still brand new. It's freedomathometeam.websitetoolbox.com. Toolbox.com.
That's that part of it. Thank you very much, and I'll have to listen to the call about 3 more times also.
I apologize if I talk too fast. Sometimes when I get excited, I just get going.
One more question, please.
Okay.
Yesterday on, I think it was a national IBO call, 2 things. One, I thought they said it was only Monday through Thursday. But the second one was they said there's all new plans for group business. Will that be coming out soon on an email?
Oh, did they announce that yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, they told us about that when we were in Dallas last week. They gave us a little presentation when we were in Dennis and Daniel's office. It's a really cool benefit packages that you're going to be able to offer to businesses. And you guys are going to be receiving materials in the mail if you haven't already.
Just heard it on the call, so I didn't know if anybody had anything out yet.
No, you guys are supposed to be receiving a package. They sent us home with a package, but you guys are supposed to be receiving one as well that goes over the details of it and, you know, the prices, and they're going to give you some brochures. And then, of course, they're probably going to roll out a training call for that. So stay tuned for all that good stuff.
Perfect. I want to get into that. Thank you for all your help.
You're very welcome. Any other questions, guys? All right. Well, I will not keep you guys too long. But thank you guys so much for being on the call today. I truly hope that this information helped you. And if you need have any questions or need any information about what I talked about today, feel free to shoot me an email. And I look forward to connecting with you guys on some of the tools that I mentioned earlier, the forum, the Facebook page, Facebook, instant messaging, all of the above. So you guys have a great rest of the week, and I will talk with you next Tuesday. Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Good
day. Bye. Bye.